Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Thursday, February 24th edition of the program. The Russian blitzkrieg in Ukraine is underway. A massive three-pronged invasion of Ukraine is happening as I speak to you. Airstrikes, aerial assault, amphibious assault, dozens of casualties already. This is a major escalation. This is the war that so many of us have been worried about for months now. We'll break down what's happening, where this is going, and what the possible long-term ramifications can be. We'll discuss the threat of escalation beyond Ukraine, perhaps even involving China and Taiwan. And then, of course, the politics here at home of all of this, the Biden administration, feckless, reckless, and incapable of rising to the moment, which is not a surprise to anybody. We are going to do a deep dive into Ukraine and Russia coming up in just a moment. So please stay with me for that. Look, I think getting a good night's sleep is absolutely critical. That's why I'm all about Mike Lindell's My Pillows. These are amazing products. Plus, Mike stands against the loony left and the cancel culture. They're always coming after Mike. You know why? Because he shares your values and he's built a great American company. So if you've never tried any of his products before, if you have already some of his pillows, let me tell you about the slippers. This is a great new product from Mike Lindell's My Pillow. The My Slippers are so comfortable. They're amazing all-day comfort, extra cushioning, made to wear both in and outside the home. Make sure to check out their overstock sale that includes deep discounts on select pillows, towel sheets, and more for a limited time. But start with the My Slippers, 50% off when you go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code BUCK. That's 50% off with promo code BUCK when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Make sure you use that promo code BUCK. Now we have the situation that we were hoping to avoid, but is upon us already. A major war underway right now in Ukraine. You have video of fighter planes strafing. You have helicopters and aerial assault of various airfields in Ukraine. Coming at the Ukrainian military from land, sea, and air. And now there are concerns that Russian troops are attacking the Chernobyl. That's right, that Chernobyl. The Chernobyl reactor, which could set off a radiation cloud if they were to hit it. You've got Kiev sending citizens to shelters ahead of the bombing that is underway. And Kiev's troops have apparently shot down five Russian helicopters, destroyed dozens of tanks, captured six troops. Putin's forces are taking losses. Look, this is likely to get very, very bloody. It depends how long it goes, and there's so much. Anyone who tells you they know how this is going to go is lying to you. Not even Putin knows really how this is going to go. And the reality here is that it's a question of so much that will occur in the hours ahead. The fog of war dense right now around everything going on here. So the first, I mean, there's so much. We're going to be talking about this a lot. Let's be very clear about that. This is going to keep going for many days. Here's the Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, sounding much more lucid, at least, than our own president in this country. Play clip two.
Today, in concert with our allies, we will agree a massive package of economic sanctions designed in time to hobble the Russian economy. And to that end, we must also collectively cease the dependence on Russian oil and gas that for too long has given Putin his grip on Western politics. Our mission is clear. Diplomatically, politically, economically, and eventually militarily, this hideous and barbaric venture of Vladimir Putin must end in failure.
Now, notice he goes right to the issue of oil and our access in the West, the UK, the US, all of Europe, to fossil fuels. Which party in this country, which has a clear effect on the global energy markets with these decisions, which party is maniacally, psychotically anti-fossil fuel? At least they pretend to be and make decisions along the lines of that ideology, the Democrat Party. Which party decided to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline right away? Which party has made it harder to drill on federal land? Which party is always making it more expensive, more difficult to have gas, natural gas, gasoline, you name it, coal, all of it? The Democrat Party. Their climate change lunacy does come with costs, very real ones when it comes to national security. And if you want to get a sense of just what a bunch of crazy zealots we're actually dealing with here, this is the former Secretary of State. This was just in the last 24 hours. It's not an old clip. Former Secretary of State John Kerry on BBC Arabic. Play clip 15.
And I hope diplomacy will win, but a massive emissions consequences to the war, but equally importantly, you're going to lose people's focus. You're going to lose certainly big country attention because they will be diverted, and I think it could have a damaging impact. So, you know, I think hopefully President Putin would realize that in the northern part of his country, they used to live on 66% of a nation that was over frozen land. Now it's thawing, and his infrastructure is at risk. And the people of Russia are at risk. And so I hope President Putin will help us to stay on track with respect to what we need to do for the climate.
People are literally being bombed in the capital of Ukraine right now. Civilians are bloodied and are being killed by the Russian war machine. And the former Secretary of State under the last Democrat administration before this one, the former presidential candidate for the Democrats, John Kerry, is windbagging it right now over a loss of focus on climate change. These people are out of their minds. It's just about saying things that they believe will make them get a pat on the back and a nod in the fancy parlor rooms and the green rooms of places like CNN and the BBC. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, there's a war underway, a real one right now. One that could have consequences nobody can foresee right now, that could rapidly expand, and we're getting this kind of nonsense? Huh. It's stunning. But the craziest thing that you will be hearing is the desperate effort. Because remember, Biden is supposed to represent a return to international legitimacy. Biden was supposed to represent a return to the adults in charge, all that stuff. And there's this desperation to make it seem like it is Trump's fault that this is going on. I mean, here's Stephen Colbert. Biden is the president. Democrats have a majority in both houses of Congress. And here's Stephen Colbert, who is a political commentator who sometimes makes jokes, Play five.
So far, every Western democracy is standing in solidarity opposing Putin, with the possible exception of the Republican Party, especially their dear leader, former president, super callous, fragile, racist, sexist, Nazi POTUS.
That wasn't funny. I mean, and I really mean that objectively. That just wasn't even clever. And the GOP opposes Putin. What's happening right now in Ukraine is terrible. We just don't want to have U.S. military boots on the ground or planes in the sky fighting Ukraine's war for its own sovereignty. That's where we draw the line. That's it. The Trump administration, let's remember this, was giving Javelin anti-tank missiles. You want to arm Ukraine? We've been arming Ukraine. By the way, that's why some of these Russian helicopters have been shot out of the sky. You want to arm Ukraine? Arm Ukraine. You want to take economic actions against Russia? Take economic actions against Russia. Fine. No soldiers. Not our war. Not our fight. Not a single American life should be lost in this conflict in Ukraine. And I know right now that this is the tough thing. By even talking about it, it's almost as though you bring more attention to the possibility. But if you don't talk about it, then they control the narrative and we get closer and closer to it. And all of a sudden it's, oh, we just need to have a peacekeeping force to help the refugees get into Poland. Oh, we just need to set up a perimeter around the peacekeeping force. Oh, we just need to have some Apache gunships nearby in case things get hot. Oh, yeah, you see how this goes. None of that. We have learned the lesson for 20 years now. We, the American people, are not fighting the wars of another people for their own self-determination. There are other actions we can and should take, fine. But understand, those actions are going to have consequences. Those actions are going to have serious implications for our own economy. I'm going to get into them in a second. I mean, I think this is an important moment to tell you, because I was just talking over breakfast this morning with my older brother about gold. You see what crypto's doing right now? Crypto has fallen off a cliff in the last 24 hours. Yeah, crypto. That people said the safe haven asset. What about gold? You think when we have high inflation, war, all these problems, what are people going to turn to? What do you think is likely to raise in value over time? Gold is a safe haven asset, especially during turbulent times like these. The Oxford Gold Group is the best in the business at getting you actual physical gold that you can hold in your hands, you can keep safely stored in your home. They can do the same with your IRA or 401k, real gold and silver in your retirement accounts. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the Oxford Gold Group today to request your free precious metals guide by dialing #250 on your cell and speaking the keywords gold IRA. You'll receive your precious metals investment guide directly to your phone and get all your questions answered with one call to Oxford Gold. Simply dial #250 and say the keywords gold IRA. That's #250. Say the keywords gold IRA from your phone. It's a good time to buy gold, friends. I'm going to be buying some gold. I'm going to probably buy some gold today. All right. What is the Biden regime saying about all this? Well, Psaki is telling you, yeah, I mean, it's like we're standing up for democracy and like that's going to be kind of pricey. It's going to have like a price attached to it. Here she is. Play clip one.
The Russians are saying they think gas prices in Europe are going to double. How high could they get here?
Some of this depends on what President Putin does. So as he's suggesting what the impact will be around the world, it's all based on what his actions are. What the president is focused on and is working on is taking every step we can to communicate with, coordinate with, engage with big global suppliers around the world to minimize the impact on the energy markets.
But even without all this going on, gas in California is almost $5 a gallon. Should people across the country expect to see that kind of a number when they go to gas up their car?
Well, again, I think as you heard the president say last week, standing up for our values is not without cost.
Standing up for our values, not without cost. Understand, it's not going to be a cost to Jen Psaki. She's already in talks for her own MSNBC show. You probably saw that. She's got a book deal, probably seven figures or close to it. It's going to come out any day, I'm sure. She's good. She's part of the apparatus. She's taken care of. It's not going to affect her. You think gas prices affect her? You, working, hourly wage perhaps, small business perhaps, trying to build something, trying to build some wealth for your family, some financial security. It's going to cost you because everything is going to be more expensive. not just gas, everything you buy, because everything you buy has to be transported. The price of energy, understand this, gasoline, or oil, I should say, more specifically, oil, not gasoline, is used, 50% of the oil that is used in this country is in products, not actual transportation fuel. So when the price of energy, fossil fuels energy, goes up, everything gets more expensive. We already have a dollar with serious inflation problems. Where do you think this all goes? You think the Biden regime can handle this? I mean, I've just got to tell you, it's very disappointing. These are not the kinds of things I want to say, but I will never forget all the cheering in the streets, the honking of horns in New York City when Biden was announced as the winner back in 2020. It was though a messiah had come to save us. It's been a little more than a year, and look where we are. Appalling. Appalling what's going on here. And, you know, the Democrat apparatus demanded that we make the most consistently wrong figure in American foreign policy over the last 40 years our commander-in-chief. It was clearly a bad move. Clearly. And now we are dealing with the consequences of elections do have consequences, and we are seeing some of them right now. Look, this is not to say that Biden could have unilaterally stopped this thing or there was some clear way to prevent all of it. And I've got to tell you, you know, you try to be fair in your assessments of all of this, and you immediately think, well, hold on, why didn't this happen when Trump was president? I mean, that's very straightforward. Why didn't this happen when Donald Trump was president? I spoke to the president earlier this week. He said it never would have happened on my watch. 4 years, Russia didn't try any crap like this. Meanwhile, chairman of the Renew Democracy Initiative and chess champion, Garry Kasparov, who's a smart guy, obviously, chess, you know, world master or whatever they call it, grandmaster of chess, but is suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. He's pulling this, oh, it's really Trump's fault because Trump made Putin feel so much stronger for 4 years. Play clip four, please.
Donald Trump's 4 years, they were instrumental for Putin to gain more confidence. And for those who say that Putin would have never attacked Ukraine while Trump was, if Trump was in the Oval Office, they simply ignore the fact that Donald Trump always wanted America out of Europe, and he would never lift his finger to help NATO allies.
And that's just not true. I don't know what else. He didn't want America out of Europe. He didn't undermine NATO. NATO is actually stronger now because NATO members started pulling more of their weight. He was a wake-up call for NATO. It's not undermining NATO. I mean, look, he's just wrong, folks. The problem, it's the same thing with masks you see with people. A lot of very smart people got overrun with emotion, and now they don't want to admit they were wrong. They got this wrong. That is the situation. That is the circumstance. So we just need to be very honest about this. And then we got to get into what are we going to do? And I say that with the better not do too much. That is the concern right here and right now. I think it's a good time to invest in hard assets. Things that are tangible, that are real, that have intrinsic value. You know what has intrinsic value? Real estate. You ever thought about investing in real estate before? Got to check out my friends at Done For You Real Estate. They found me an awesome property years ago. I've now bought multiple properties with them. Here's what they do. They have teams that know certain cities in this country that are really strong growth real estate markets very well. They help you pick which city you want to invest in. You're going to get a single family home, very stable, long-term growth kind of property. And you're going to get set up with a lender. You're going to buy the property. Then they have a management team that comes on site, takes care of everything, gets it set up, gets a tenant in place for you. It's a great system. I'm using it. And now you start getting free cash flow every month, and you're paying down the mortgage. Real hard assets, intrinsic value, my friend. I'm not even looking at my stock accounts, right? I don't want to know what's going on. Houses have intrinsic value. Go with Done For You Real Estate. Visit this website to see how it goes. DoneForYouBuck.com. That's DoneForYouBuck.com. One more time, DoneForYouBuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey today. Here's H.R. McMaster, former national security advisor under Trump, actually, believe it or not. He says it's going to go on and on. Play clip three.
What we've seen just in recent days is that, the weaponization of migrants on the border with Poland, encouraging Serbian separatists in the Balkans to reignite conflict there. Once you get to, into Ukraine, look at Moldova. This is going to go on and on until Putin is met with strength. He will push as far as he can. And I think it's extremely important that we maintain the unity we've seen so far. And I think we ought to applaud the Biden administration's effort to keep the family together with the U.S., U.K., the European Union and Canada, I think responding together well and really across the free world.
I'm not applauding for anything for this Biden administration. I'm sorry. Maybe it wasn't a good idea for them to act like such tyrants and to tell everybody, get the shot or you lose your job. Maybe kicking people out of the military right now because they wouldn't get a shot that they didn't need, that didn't stop the spread anyway. Maybe that wasn't such a good idea. Yeah. These are unserious, delusional ideologues running the country for the Democrat Party right now. That's what we're dealing with. We need to understand that is what we are up against. Not all political ideologies are equal. Not every president, not every policy idea should be viewed or treated with respect. I'm sorry. Democrats are out of their minds. I mean, Trump broke them psychologically and they have not recovered. They are still living in this delusion where they're the great heroes of the Republic. The Republic is crumbling around them right now in so many ways on so many fronts. And it's because of decisions they have made. It's because of ideas and policies they push for. So I'm sorry, I just don't want to hear it anymore from these Democrats. I know we're going to have to. We're going to have to keep fighting against it. But no, Joe Biden's not done a good job. Joe Biden is the one person who has been most reliably wrong on foreign policy matters for almost 40 years, over 40 years. And now he's the commander-in-chief, somebody whose cognitive ability is to be questioned, somebody who doesn't seem to be able to put string a sentence together at a time like this. It's shocking, folks. It's shocking. But I just want to let you hear from, this is the Ukrainian ambassador, Sergei Kizilitsya, on the Russian ambassador claiming the attack isn't aggressive toward Ukrainians. I wanted you to hear this. Play seven, please.
At the end of the speech, the ambassador of Russia says that this wasn't an aggression against the Ukrainian people, but an aggression against those that were in power. Do you believe that this is a flat out...
You can't be serious. Are you serious? You want me to dissect the crazy lunatic semantics of a person whose president violates the charter, whose president declared the war, and he's playing with words, and you'd ask me to interpret it? It's lunacy. Absolutely.
It is lunacy, but we've got our own lunacy in this country too. Don't forget it. Just because people are powerful, just because they're in charge, just because they have fancy degrees, it doesn't mean that they have a strong connection to reality. It certainly doesn't mean that they are ethical or have good judgment. Democrat Party, folks, doing its best to just let America, let the world order, as we've known it, crumble. We will continue in our fight. We'll continue to be happy warriors. Thank you for being here with me on the Buck Sexton Show. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back tomorrow, Shields High.